感谢主，让我们在这个周末有此机会可以一同聚在他的跟前。
Thank the Lord that this weekend we may be able to gather together before Him.
去年这个时候，我好像也是站在这里啊。
Last year about this time, I believe I was standing here as well.
这个时间过得真是太快了。
The time has truly passed very fast.
一年一转眼就过去了。
In the blink of the eye, one year has passed.
我们都知道我们今天处在末后的时代。
We know that we are at the time of end.
可能很快主就回来了。
Maybe very soon the Lord will return.
所以愿主用他的话来激励我们。
So may the Lord's word admonish us.
那么这一次呢，我从主领受的负担呢，和弟兄姊妹们来讲到这个重建圣殿。
So the burden I received from the Lord is to talk about the message today, which is the recovering of the Lord's temple.
也就是神家的恢复。
The recovering of the God's house.
我想我要用旧约两卷主要的重要的圣经，一个以斯拉跟尼希米，和弟兄姊妹们来交通这件事情。
I want to talk about today's topic using two books from the Old Testament, the book of Ezra and the book of Nehemiah.
那么好不好，请弟兄姊妹和我先一同来读一些主的话。
Let's first read some of God's word.
请弟兄姊妹打开旧约以斯拉记。
Let's turn to the book of Ezra.
旧约以斯拉记第一章。
Ezra chapter 1.
我们先从第一节读到第三节。
Let's read from verse 1 to verse 3.
好，我想中英文都一起读好了。
We can read Chinese and English together.
节省点时间。波斯王古列元年，耶和华为要应验借耶利米口所说的话，就激动波斯王古列的心，使他下诏通告全国说，波斯王古列如此说，耶和华天上的神将天下万国赐给我，又嘱咐我在犹大的耶路撒冷为他建造殿宇，在你们中间凡做他子民的，
Whoever is among you of all his people, let his God be with him, and let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, and rebuild the house of the Lord, the God of Israel. He is the God who is in Jerusalem.
那么我们再看第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
于是犹大和便雅悯的族长、祭司、利未人。
第
五节啊。第一章第五节。
Chapter 1, verse 5.
于是犹大和便雅悯的族长、祭司、利未人，就是一切被神激动他心的人，都要起来，要上耶路撒冷去建造耶和华的殿。然后第七节。
And verse 7 of chapter 1.
古列王也将耶和华殿的器皿拿出来，这器皿是尼布甲尼撒从耶路撒冷运来放在自己之庙中的。那么好，我们再看第三章。
Let's turn to chapter 3.
第一节和到第四节。
Verse 1 to verse 4.
我想还是这样吧，我们中文先读，然后英文再读好了。
I think it's better that we read Chinese first, then we can read English.
中英文一起读好像很乱了，干扰得很厉害。
Because when we read it together, it may be very.
中文的先来。
Very distorted.
到了七月，以色列人住在各城，那是他们如同一人聚在耶路撒冷。约沙达的儿子约书亚和他的弟兄众祭司，并撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯与他的弟兄都起来建筑以色列神的坛，要照神人摩西律法书上所写的，在坛上献燔祭。他们在原有的根基上筑坛，因惧怕邻国的民，又在其上向耶和华早晚献燔祭，又照律法书上所写的守住棚节，按数照例献每日所当献的燔祭。
When the seventh month came, and the children of Israel were in the town, the people gathered as one man to Jerusalem. Then rose Jeshua the son of Jozadak with his fellow priest, and Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel with his kinsmen, and they built the altar of the God of Israel to offer burnt offerings on it, as it is written in the law of Moses, the man of God. They set the altar in its place, for fear was on them because of the peoples of the lands. And they offered burnt offerings on it to the Lord, burnt offerings morning and evening. And they kept the Feast of Booths, as it is written, and offered the daily burnt offerings by number according to the rule, as each day required.
第十节和十一节。
Verse 10 and verse 11.
匠人立耶和华殿根基的时候，祭司揭穿礼服，吹号，亚萨的子孙利未人敲拔，照以色列王大卫所定的例，都站着赞美耶和华。他们彼此唱和，赞美称谢耶和华，说他本为善，他向以色列人永发慈爱。他们赞美耶和华的时候，众民大声呼喊，因耶和华殿的根基已经立定。
And when the builders laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord, the priests in their vestments came forward with trumpets, and the Levites, the sons of Asaph, with cymbals to praise the Lord, according to the directions of David, king of Israel. And they sang responsibly, praising and giving thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever toward Israel. And all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid.
我们看第四章，请看第四章第四节。
In chapter 4, verse 4.
那地的民在犹大人建造的时候，使他们的手发软，扰乱他们。
Then the people of the land discouraged the people of Judah and made them afraid to build.
23节。
And verse 23.
24节。
And verse 24.
亚达薛西王的上谕读在利弘和书记申帅并他的同党面前，他们就急忙往耶路撒冷去见犹大人，用势力强迫他们停工。于是在耶路撒冷神殿的工程就停止了，直停到波斯王大力乌第二年。
Then, when the copy of King Artaxerxes' letter was read before Rehum and Shimshai, the scribe and their associates,They went in haste to the Jews at Jerusalem, and by force and power made them cease. Then the work on the house of God that is in Jerusalem stopped, and it ceased until the second year of the reign of Darius, king of Persia.
第五章第一节和第二节。
Chapter 5, verse 1 and 2.
那时先知哈该和义多的孙子撒加利亚奉以色列神的名向犹大和耶路撒冷的犹大人说劝勉的话，于是撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约沙达的儿子耶稣亚都起来动手建造耶路撒冷神的殿，有神的先知在那里帮助他们。
Now the prophets Haggai and Zechariah the son of Iddo prophesied to the Jews who were in Judah and Jerusalem in the name of the God of Israel who was over themThen Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua, the son of Jozadak, arose and began to rebuild the house of God that is in Jerusalem. And the prophets of God were with them, supporting them.
我们最后看第六章。
And lastly, chapter 6.
十五节。
Verse 15.
大力乌王第六年亚达月初三日，这殿修成了。
And this house was finished on the third day of the month of Adar in the sixth year of the reign of Darius the king.
19节。
Verse 19.
正月十四日，被掳归回的人守逾越节。
On the 14th day of the first month, the returned exiles kept the Passover.
我想我们再读一处新约圣经就可以了。
I think we should also read a verse from the New Testament.
请看以弗所书第二章。
Let's read Ephesians chapter
2. 以弗所书第二章第十九节到二十二节。
Verse 19-22.
这样，你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石，各房靠他联络的合适。渐渐成为主的圣殿，你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
So then, you are no longer strangers and aliens, But you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit.
我们都知道哈，被掳归回的历史是旧约最后的一段历史。
We know that the returning of the exile are the last parts of the history of the Old Testament.
啊，这段归回的历史最重要一件事情就是他们要回到耶路撒冷重建圣殿。
The returning was important because they had to return to the Jerusalem to rebuild the Holy Temple.
或者说重建耶路撒冷城。
To rebuild the entire city of Jerusalem.
这段历史呢，是神的百姓在地上啊，那个恢复神家的个历史。
This part of the history is the part of history where the people of God comes back to Jerusalem.
这段历史非常的宝贵。
This history is very precious.
因为是在以色列人大失败之后啊，那么神带着一班人他们重建圣殿的故事。
This is when the people of Israel have failed God, but God led them back to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple.
因为以色列人曾经被掳70年。
Because the people of Israelites were enslaved for 70 years.
70年后他们又回到耶路撒冷重建神的殿。
And after 70 years, they returned to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple.
这一段旧约最后的历史。
This is the last part of the history of the Old Testament.
啊，对末世的教会来讲具备有特别的意义。
It has a very significant purpose for the rebuilding of the church.
因为我们今天处在末后的时代。
Because we are at the time of end.
就像当初的以色列人，他们处在旧约的最后时代一样。
Just like when the Israelites are at the last parts of the history.
啊，在这里呢，神借着这一段的历史也告诉末后时代的教会。
So God uses this part of history to remind us about the end time.
啊，神怎样要借着教会恢复他的家。
How does God use the church to recover his house?
建立他的家。
To rebuild his house.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
在这一段的历史的里面。
In this part of history.
你如果仔细的读。
If you read carefully.
你看见在恢复的工作上面。
You can see that in the work of recovering.
属灵的原则非常的清楚。
The Spirit's principle is very clear to us.
所以被掳归回的这段历史中，那么所包括的一些重要的原则，都是今天末后时代教会要恢复神的家所可以明白的一些属灵的原则。
The returning of the enslaved Israelites can be served as an important understanding for the principles we must understand about recovering God's house.
我们读以斯拉和尼希米就晓得了。
We can understand after reading Nehemiah and Ezra.
我们晓得这一段回归的历史一共分成三段。
We know that this history was divided into three sections.
啊，在以斯拉记里面。
In the book of Ezra.
第一章到第六章。
From chapter 1 to chapter 6.
这里讲到了他们来恢复圣殿。
It talks about the recovering of the Holy Temple.
啊，然后第七章，那么到末了。
And from chapter 7 to the end.
这里讲到以斯拉把律法带回来美化神的殿。
It talks about Ezra bringing back God's law and the beautifying of God's temple.
然后在尼希米记里面。
And in the book of Nehemiah.
我们都知道最重要他们是把耶路撒冷的城墙城门重新建造起来。
We know the important thing is the rebuilding of the walls and the gates of Jerusalem.
那个是为了要维护圣殿侍奉敬拜的纯洁。
So that it can protect the purity of the Holy Temple.
啊，所以这三段的这个回归。
So these three sections of the returning.
说明了三段重要的原则。
It describes three separate principles.
啊，第一段可以说就是家的恢复。
The first principle is the recovering of the God's house.
神要恢复他的家。
God wants to recover his house.
啊，第二段呢。
The second part.
就是神要恢复家法。
God needs to recover his statutes and discipline.
啊，神的家是有规律的。
God's house has order.
啊，所以要把律法恢复。
So his law must be recovered as well.
然后第三段呢
The third part.
就是恢复家的见证。
The recovering of God's testimony.
所以这个周末呢我们正好有三堂聚会。
So this weekend we will have three communion.
我们今天晚上我们就来交通这个神家的这个恢复。
And this evening we'll talk about the recovering of God's house.
我们读圣经的人都晓得。
For those of us who read the Bible,
神的家这在圣经里面是一个非常重要的思想。
We know that the, God's house is a very important aspect.
神在他永远的旨意里面
In his eternal will,
就是为着他的儿子所定的永远的旨意里面
He's, set this will for his one and only son.
家和国是两个重要的思想。
House and kingdom are two important aspects.
那并且呢我们从圣经里面很清楚看见
And we can clearly see from the Bible,
神要把这两个重要的思想呢是托付在他所创造的人身上来实现
God wants to manifest these two aspects onto his creation
所以在旧约时代中
In the Old Testament
神首先拣选了以色列这个民族
God first chose out the Israelites
那么首先神建立以色列家
First he built the house for the Israelites
然后呢从以色列家建立以色列国
And after the house of Israelites Israel was built
以色列家以色列国就代表神的家和神的国
He also built the kingdom of Israel
那么我们在这里很清楚看见它的有个次序在那里
And clearly we can see an, sequence here
就是先建家然后再建国
First the house must be built then we can build the kingdom
这个意思说呢要有家才有国。
What it means is that we must have the house first, and then there can be a kingdom.
如果家毁了，国就亡了。
If the house is destroyed, then so will the kingdom be terminated.
如果家的光景健全，健是 healthy 健全。
If the house is not healthy or complete,
strong 家的光景好
，if it does not look well,
国就强。
Then if the house is well, then the kingdom will be strong.
在旧约圣经里，我们看见这个意念是非常非常的清楚的。
In the Old Testament, this understanding is very clear to us.
当然到了新约时代中啊。
And in the New Testament,
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道教会就是神的家。
We know that the church is God's house.
所以今天神借着教会建造他的家。
So today, God uses this church to build his house.
教会是神的国。
The church is God's kingdom.
如果教会有家的实际。
If a church has
the reality,
the reality becomes reality.
有家的实际。
Is real.
那么呢国的荣耀和权柄就会显明。
Then the glory and the authority of the kingdom will be manifested.
我们知道这两件事情啊
we know these two things.
魔鬼都很清楚
even Satan knows that
所以从人类的起头
so from, since the beginning of man
魔鬼就极力地破坏这两件事情
the devil continues to destroy these two things
我们晓得在伊甸园里面亚当夏娃首先这个家庭就被破坏
in the garden of Eden Adam and Eve's house was destroyed
所以呢神的国没有办法显出来的。
So God's kingdom may not be envisioned.
所以弟兄姊妹们我们要晓得这是几千年来仇敌在地上厉害的工作。
So we know that the devil has been continuing to destroy this thing for the past thousands of years.
今天我们看见神的家在地上。
And today we can see God's house on this earth.
遭受仇敌重大的打击和破坏。
Being attacked and destroyed by the works of the enemy.
弟兄姊妹，他就要破坏神的家。
The enemy wants to attack God's house.
他知道什么时候家一破坏。
He knows that when God's house is destroyed.
神的旨意就被破坏。
God's will will be destroyed.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们今天晓得这是仇敌在地上厉害的工作。
We know that it is a very big impact of the enemy.
所以呢从旧约到新约我们看见神的百姓一再的失败、
So from Old Testament to the New Testament, we can see that the people of God has failed him.
但是我们明白一件事情。
But we know this one thing.
神是神神不是人。
God is God, he is not man.
人可以失败。
Man can fail.
但神从来不放弃。
But God never gives up.
所以神一直的在地上人就做工。
God continues to do his work among man.
在旧约时代中这样做工。
In the Old Testament, he did his work.
到新约时代，他仍旧做工。
And in the New Testament, he continued to do his work.
所以虽然很艰难
，even though it is hard，
但是神向着他永远的旨意永不改变。
God never changes his eternal will.
愿主开我们的眼睛。
May God open up our eyes.
今天仍旧能看见神的旨意在哪里。
That we can continue to see where His will is.
所以旧约的最后这段历史。
So the last part of the Old Testament's history.
重建圣殿就是神家。的一个恢复的历史。
The rebuilding of God,the holy temple is the recovering of God's house.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
这一段的历史对末后时代的教会有重大的启示，重大的一个指示。
This part of history has an important revelation for the churches at the end time.
所以我们这次呢，要从以斯拉跟以西米。
So this time we want to look from Israel and Nehemiah.
我们看看神家恢复的一些原则在哪里。
We want to see where the principles of recovering God's house is.
但愿主的恩典临到我们。
So that His grace may be upon us.
在末后的日子。
At the end times.
我们能像这些被掳归回的人一样。
We may be like those who have been exiled.
我们在地上重建神的家。
And on earth we may rebuild His house.
让神在地上找到安息的所在。
And rebuild a peaceful dwelling for him.
Yeah, 也让我们得到安息的所在。
And so that we will have a peaceful dwelling as well.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
今天我们在这个荒凉败落的世界中
，In a time where the world is corrupt,
我们看见仇敌的工作又非常的猖狂。
We see that our enemy has been very aggressive.
但愿我们能像旧约这些百姓们一样。
But may we be like those who are in the Old Testament.
他们在极艰苦的环境里面。
Even though they were in a hard environment.
靠着主的恩典往前。
By God's grace, we
在地上
continue to march forward.
他们建立了神的家。
And on earth, they rebuilt God's house.
把荣耀归给神。
And give all the glory to God.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这是我们的机会啊。
And brothers and sisters, this is our opportunity.
所以我们讲过，今天仇敌在地上不遗余力地破坏神的家。
Even though our enemy continues to attack God's house.
啊，你不要说今天破坏教会。
It's not that he destroys the church.
你看见今天全世界这个家庭婚姻被破坏的是多么的厉害。
We see that even the marriage has been destroyed by the works of the enemy.
我们知道这背后有仇敌的诡计。
We know that is a scheme by our enemy.
当家庭婚姻被破坏的时候
，When marriage in the house is destroyed,
神的家就无从建立的。
God's house cannot be rebuilt.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
这是仇敌厉害的诡计。
This is his scheme.
啊，所以今天我们要维护神的家能够成为神可居住的所在。
We want to protect God's house so that it is a place for His dwelling.
这个里面的确满了征战。
It is full of a battle.
啊，我想我还是要回到旧约里面啊。
I want to return back.
我们先看一看在旧约时代中，从起头的时候，神怎样把这个家的思想托付给人。
To see how God entrusts His house to mankind.
我们知道亚当夏娃失败之后
，We know that after Adam and Eve fell short.
神一直在地上寻找人。
God continued to seek after men.
啊，经过了很漫长的时代。
And after a very long period.
神这个家的思想啊，一直没有办法启示出来。
The aspect of God's house cannot be manifested.
只等到有一天
，Until one day.
神找到了一个人叫雅各。
He found this person called Jacob.
我们都知道雅各的故事。对不对
We know Jacob's story.
雅各用诡计夺了他哥哥的这个福分。
Jacob used a scheme to take his brother's birthright.
结果被迫离开家。
And he was forced to leave his house.
圣经告诉我们，雅各是一个爱家的人。
The Bible tells us that Jacob was a man who loved his family.
要叫一个爱家的人离家，这是很痛苦的事情。
For a man to leave his house whom he so loved.
像我们今天很多人呢，从远东，这个被迫离到跑到这里来了，对吧
？Many of us came here from far east.
我相信我们很多人还是很想念我们的家的。
Many of us probably still miss our home.
雅各是一个爱家的人。
Jacob loved his family.
神知道在那个旷野里面
，and in the wilderness，
当雅各枕着石头睡觉，很痛，心里很痛苦的时候
，when Jacob was laying on a rock。
神在那里向他显现。
The Lord appeared to Jacob.
看见一个天梯。
He saw a ladder that reaches to the heaven.
那么神的使者上去下来在天梯上。
And the angels of the Lord were ascending and descending.
当他醒来的时候，他说什么呢？
And what did Jacob say when he woke?
他神在这里，我竟然不知道，很可怕。
The Lord's presence was here today, and it was scary.
他说这里就是什么？天的门就是神的家。
The gates of heaven is the God's house.
这是在圣经中第一次神把他这个家的意念显在人的里面。
This is the first time where God, the aspect of God's house was entrusted to man. Because he missed his home.
原来神在天上也想家。
God also missed the house.
因为神在创世之前，他就定了旨意，他在这个宇宙中要建立他的家。
Before creation, God has set his will to set his house on this earth.
当他把这个意念摆在人身上，人失败了。
And when he entrusted this will to mankind,
神的计划好像落空了。
It's almost as if God's plan failed.
但是神并不灰心。
But God did not give up.
他也不放弃。
He did not give up.
所以他一直在地上寻找人。
He continued to seek.
直到寻找一个人叫雅各。
Until he found a man called Jacob.
神终于可以把他心中的这个意念可以告诉人。
So finally, God can tell this will to man.
然后我们看见从雅各开始。
And starting from Jacob.
神就开始。 建立以色列家。
God began to build the house of Israel.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道这背以色列家的建立背后有神的旨意在管制的。
We know that the building of the house of Israel has God's work behind it.
当然，这段历史很长啊。
But this history has been very long.
我们没有办法细细的来说明的。
We cannot dive into it in detail.
所以后来以色列家呢，就代表神的家。
So the house of Israel represents God's house.
但是你读旧约的历史呢，完全是失败的历史。
But if you read through the history, we can tell that it was a failure.
以色列人一再的失败。
The Israelites continue to fail.
哎呀，神是那么喜欢住在他们中间。
God really loved to dwell among them.
叫这个摩西建造个会幕。
And tell Moses to build an ark.
神的心就欢喜得不得了，神就住进去了。
And God was full of joy to live in.
结果这个会幕充满了神的荣光啊。
And this ark was filled with God's glory.
但是很快的，以色列人就失败了。
But very quickly, the Israelites failed.
到了四世纪，你看以色列人就失败得一塌糊涂。And
in the book of Judges, we can see that the Israelites continue to fail.
弟兄姊妹们，到了大卫年间，那么他的儿子所罗门建造圣殿。In
the time of David's son Solomon.
再次神的荣光又出现。And
the glory of God was manifested again.
你就知道神是多么喜欢跟人住在一起啊。We
can see how much God loved to dwell among men.
只有以色列人他们不明白神的心意。Only
the Israelites did not understand God's will.
就好像今天很多父母一样。Like
many of our parents.
我想着跟那个孩子住，孩子就不要你了。The
parents want to live with the children, but the children did not want to live with the parents.
弄得 父母的心都破碎,
and it broken the parents' heart.
所以旧约圣经以色列百姓叫神的心也破碎,
and the Israelites in the Old Testament broke God's heart.
他们多次把神呢赶出家,
many times they want to drive out God from his house.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你读这段的历史,
if you read through
this part of the history, 来了又去了,
you see that God came and he left.
神在地上找不着安息的所在。
God cannot find a dwelling, peaceful dwelling on this earth.
我们知道大卫明白神的心。
We know that God, David understands God's heart.
大卫在地上一心为耶和华君的安息的所在。
David wholeheartedly wants to establish a peaceful dwelling for God.
这是在旧约圣经里面最明白神心意的一个人。
He understood God's heart the most.
弟兄姊妹，我们能明白神的心吗？
Brothers and sisters, do we understand God's heart?
今天主在地上要找一个家。
Today, God wants to find a house on this earth.
我们能给他个家吗？
Can we give him a house?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
教会是神的家。
The church is God's house.
我们知道以色列人被掳的时候,
we know that when the Israelites were enslaved,
神的心非常伤痛的。
God was deeply saddened.
逼不得已让外邦把以色列人掳到巴比伦去。
It was the last straw that the people of Israelites were enslaved.
因为他们拜偶像。
Because they worship idols. They don't want God, they want idols.
他们把神赶到外面，他们把偶像引进来了。
They drove out God and welcomed the idols.
屡次叫神伤心。
And continuously they saddened God's heart.
所以最后他们被掳。
So finally they were enslaved.
在被掳初期的时候,
in the beginning when they were enslaved.
如果你读以西结书第10章,
if you read the book of Ezekiel chapter 10,
那里有一幅非常动人的图画。
It was filled with a wonderful imagery.
你读的时候你就感觉都很心酸。
When you read it, you feel sour in the heart.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
神是被他的儿女们逼迫离开家。
God has been forcefully driven out by his children.
那里记载着什么事情呢？
What did it record?
当以色列人拜偶像，他们在那里败坏，他们堕落的时候。
The Israelites were corrupt and defiled, and they worshiped
idols. 以色列人已经不再能成为神的家。
The temple cannot be a house of the Lord.
逼着神没有办法住在他们中间。
It forced God that God cannot dwell among them.
所以在第十章那里形容说啊。
And chapter 10 of Ezekiel says.
那个基路伯，我们知道旧约至圣所里面有基路伯啊，有约柜。
In the Holy of the Holies, in the temple, there's a cherubim and the ark.
那个基路伯中间有神的荣耀的。
And above the cherubim, there is God's glory.
因为以色列人的败坏。
And but because of the Israelites, corruption.
叫神不能不离，不得已离开他们。
God has no other choice but to leave them.
所以他这里记载说哈。
So it records here.
首先呢，他就离开殿，跑到殿的右边。
First, God left the temple and went to the east side.
啊，当他到右边的时候
，and when he was at the east side,
弟兄姊妹们，那个内院就充满神的荣光。
The inner court was filled with God's glorious light.
然后呢，神的荣耀就慢慢慢慢的往前走。
And his glory continued to move forward.
第二步就来到门槛的地方。
And he approached the threshold of the house.
到了门槛又停了一下。
And it stopped at the threshold of the house.
那么。神还是舍不得离开。
And God still wanted to stay.
但神的百姓逼迫的神没有办法。
But the Israelites gave God no other choice.
这个荣光就只好到了东门那里。
And finally, the glorious light went to the east gate.
神不愿意走。
God did not want to leave.
但是不能不走。
But there was no other choice.
弟兄姊妹们，神是多么的伤痛。
How much it saddened God's heart.
那么最后呢，这个荣耀就到了东面的山。
And ultimately, the glorious light went to the eastern mountain, which is the Mount of Olives.
这个荣耀就停留在山上。
And the glorious light stopped at the top of the mountain.
弟兄姊妹，这是一幅感人的图画。
Brothers and sisters, it is such a touching imagery.
只有他的百姓呢，不顾他。
Only his people did not care about him.
他从来都不愿意离开他的百姓。
God never wanted to leave his people.
主是多么爱他所拣选的人。
How much he loved those whom he has chosen.
弟兄姊妹，你我今天是神的选民。
Brothers and sisters, you and I are chosen by God today.
神是多么的爱我们，舍不得离开我们。
And how much he loved us and did not want to leave us.
但是如果我们的光景不对。
But if we have done wrong.
就像以色列人一样，光景不对，逼着神离开他。
Just as how the Israelites drove out God.
但这一次神没有回到天上。
But God this time did not return back to heaven.
就停留在对面的山上。
But it stopped at the mountain opposite.
等候以色列百姓。
Waiting for the Israelites.
但是弟兄姊妹，七十年过去了。
But brothers and sisters, for 70 years.
以色列人在巴比伦。
The Israelites were in Babylon.
没有家。
They do not have a home.
没有敬拜。
There were no worship.
失去神的同在。
The God's presence was not among them.
因为神没有办法在巴比伦与他们同在的。
Because God cannot dwell among them in Babylon.
所以七十年后。
So after 70 years.
神感动当时的古列王。
God moved the heart of King Cyrus.
那么神就让这个古列呢下命令让以色列百姓回去建造圣殿。
And God moved the heart of Cyrus so that the people of Israelites can return back to Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，这一段的历史非常的重要。
Brothers and sisters, this part of history is very important.
但是我们知道，至终后来是光景是失败的。
We know that the ending was a failure.
结果进入两约中间四百年的黑暗时期。
And afterward, it entered 400 years of darkness.
以色列人在地上没有家。
The Israelites had no house, no home.
神也没有家。
So does God.
但是我们知道神并不放弃。
But we know that God never gives up.
神还仍旧等候时间。
God is waiting for an opportunity.
神仍旧要回来建造他的殿。
That we may come back to rebuild his house.
人仍旧要在地上得到他的家。
So that we may receive his house on this earth.
所以四百年后。
So after 400 years.
神差遣他的儿子到地上来。
God sent his one and only son onto this earth.
弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣道成肉身来到地上。
Christ came down to this earth in flesh.
但是他道成肉身来到地上的时候呢
？But when Christ came down flesh on earth,
以色列家再也不是神的家了。
The house of Israel were no longer the house of God.
他们变成犹太教了。
Because they became Judaism.
变成一个宗教团体了。
It became a religion.
所以主耶稣来到圣殿的时候呢
？So when Jesus came to the temple,
我们到那个圣殿里面呢，至圣所里面是空的，没有约柜的。
And that in the Holy of the Holies, the Ark of the Covenant was empty.
他们外面还在那里很多的祭祀的活动。
And outside, the priests were actively working.
还有很多所谓的一些宗教的活动。
There were many religious activities.
但是呢，至圣所里面是空的。
But in the Holy of the Holies, it was empty.
所以主耶稣来本来应该住在其中的。
So when Jesus came, he was supposed to live in the Holy of the Holies.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣十二岁进到圣殿的时候。
Brothers and sisters, Jesus went into the temple at the age of 12.
你看他那个。爱父的家的那个感觉啊，哎呀，实在叫人感动啊。
You can see how much Jesus loved his father's house.
他爸爸妈妈带他到圣殿去。
Mary and Joseph brought Jesus to the temple.
过完节他们走了。
And after the festival, they left.
主耶稣就不肯走了。
But Jesus didn't want to leave.
因为什么
？Why is that?
他愿意住在神的家中。
Because he was willing to live in the house of God.
所以当约瑟跟玛利亚来找他的时候
，So when Joseph and Mary came to seek after Jesus，
主对他们怎么说呢
？What did Jesus replied？
我们中文说，岂不知我应当以我父的事为念
？Do you not know I ought to be one with my father？
其实原文的意思说，岂不知我应该住在我父的家中啊
？The original transcript should be ought you not know I should be living in my father's house？
就看见神的心为着他的家。这个感觉从来没有消失过。
We can see that God's fervency for His house has never wavered.
所以主耶稣到地上来做什么呢
？So what was Jesus' purpose on earth?
就是要建立神的家。
To rebuild God's house.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
那么我们知道主耶稣那个时候圣殿没办法住。
Jesus could not live in the temple at that time.
所以有一个文士要来跟随主。一个 scribe 来跟随文士。Scribe, 要跟随主。
The scribes want to follow Jesus.
主就对他说什么呢
？And what did Jesus replied?
他说：“狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，人子却没有枕头的地方。
The fish and the birds of the sky have their home, but the Son of Man, the Son of God, has no house on this earth.
主在地上找不到家了。
The Lord could not find his home on this earth.
哦，这是多么心酸的一句话。
How tragic is this?
但是弟兄姊妹们
，But brothers and sisters，
感谢主。
Thank the Lord。
主一定要把父的旨意成就。
Christ wants to fulfill God's will。
一定要把家建造起来。
To build His house。
所以主付上重大的代价。
So Christ took up a huge burden。
我们知道这一次神恢复他的家。主耶稣要上十字架。
So in order for God's house to be built, the Christ must be sacrificed on the cross.
非常重大的代价。
A huge sacrifice.
然后呢，要把这个家把它恢复起来。
So that His house may be recovered.
愿我们能够体贴主的心。
May we understand God's heart.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
神这一个建造家的意念
，The will of building God's house，
使他的儿子来成全。
Was fulfilled by his son.
所以在新约时代中
，So in the New Testament，
教会就是神的家。
The church is God's house.
教会不是宗教团体。
The church is not a religious communion.
也不是任何的组织。
It's not any organization.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
教会是神的家。
Church is God's house.
我们在这里一同侍奉，一同跟随。一同聚会就是为了建造神的家。
That together we may gather and worship Him under in this house.
所以神就把后来把这个重要的意念呢，就启示给了使徒保罗。
And God showed this important revelation to Apostle Paul.
所以刚才我们读的以弗所书二章十九节到二十二节这段话非常的重要。
And when we read Ephesians chapter 2 verse 19, starting from 19, it is very important for us.
如果今天有人问你教会是什么样子的
？If someone asks you, what is the church of God like?
弟兄姊妹，你怎么回答呢
？Brothers and sisters, what will you answer?
啊，你怎么回答呢
？What will you answer?
保罗这里的话我很喜欢呢。
I like what Paul wrote here.
他十九节一开头说这样。
Paul wrote, so then.
所以下次人家问说教会是什么样，就这样。
If someone asks you what is church like, you can answer. So then.
你把以弗所书二章的话拿来就这样。
Show them Ephesians chapter 2. So then.
真正的教会是这样。
The church of God is like this.
啊，那么首先第一个他在这里讲述是什么样子呢
？So what's the first thing that was discussed about the church?
他说呢，我们不是寄居和客旅。
That we are not strangers and aliens.
我们是与圣徒同国，是什么？是神家里的人呢、啊、
？That we are members just like the saints in the household of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们是神的家人。
We are members of God's house.
我们今天蒙恩得救，被称为神的儿女。
Today, when we are saved, we are called His children.
我们呼喊神为阿爸父。
We call God our Abba Father.
这个父子就是一个家。
The father and son is a relationship in the house.
所以记得，我们不是做教友的。
So remember, we are not just religious buddies.
啊，我们不是在一个宗教团体的里面。
We are not just members of this religious organization. We are family.
今天呢，弟兄姊妹，你看看你周围的人都是家人。
Brothers and sisters, look around you. We are all your family.
不仅在地上我们在一起啊。
Not just on earth.
将来我们要永永远远在一起。
That once when we are in heaven, we'll be eternally together.
所以这就说明了神的家也是我们的家。
So we know that God's house is also our house.
我想我们每个人都很爱我们的家，对不对
？Of course, all of us we love our house.
我们跟我们家人有生命的关系。
We have a connection in life.
啊，所以呢，我们很关心。
And we care about those who are our family.
啊，再不好还是要关心。
Even though some of them may be bad, we still care about them.
有生命的关系。
Because we are connected in life.
所以今天弟兄姊妹，第一个我们要知道我们是家人。
So brothers and sisters, the first thing we need to understand is that we are family.
所有神的儿女们，只要有主生命的人，我们都是家人。
All children of God, all those who have God's life in them are family.
然后呢，他说在这个建造上面呢，有使徒和先知的这个根基。
And in the aspect of building, we have the foundation of the apostles and the prophets.
这是两个很重要的原则。
These are very important principles.
在神的家中。是有权柄的。
In God's house, there is authority.
在神的家中是有启示的。
In God's house, there is revelation.
我想我没时间详细解释这个。
I think I don't have enough time to dive deeper into this meaning.
那么弟兄姊妹记得这就可以。
But brothers, sisters, please remember this.
但最重要的是什么呢？
What is most important here?
主耶稣是房角石。
Christ is our cornerstone.
所以今天呢，我们不是建造在使徒和先知的身上。
So we are not building upon the foundation of the apostles.
我们乃是建造在这个主耶稣这个房角石上面。
We are building on this cornerstone, which is Christ Jesus.
你看两千年教会的历史。
If you look back upon the 2,000 years of church history,
人犯了很多的错误。
Mankind made many mistakes.
很多人跟随使徒、跟随先知的。
They follow after the apostles or the prophets.
他们是一个恩赐，他们是用来建造神的家的。
They are more of a foundation.
我们不应该跟随他们。
We shouldn't follow them.
那么只有主耶稣是房角石。
Only Christ is the cornerstone.
所有一切的根据都根据主。
All construction is built upon him.
不是根据任何人啊。
But the building is not upon others.
当初使用那些人。
Of course, God used the others.
他就说呢，到最后呢，全家这是各房啊，其实原文的全家都是靠他建立。
And all house is built abiding in him.
所以没有人呢。能够建立神的家
，so no one can build God's house，
就靠着基督建立
，unless it is by Christ。
所以这很重要
，so it is very important。
是主自己建立他的家
，it's God Himself who built His house。
在希伯来书里面也讲到
，in the book of Hebrews，
神为儿子治理神的家
，God's Son will manage His house。
所以弟兄姊妹们，是主在这里管理一切
，so it is God who is here today。
是主在这里建立他的家。
And God is God who will create His house.
他说，因为这样的缘故，圣灵就在我们身上有工作。
And by this, the Holy Spirit can work in us.
叫我们渐渐长大。
So that we may grow.
成为神借着圣灵可居住的所在。
And build a peaceful dwelling for God.
所以这一段的话
，So this phrase
说明了教会的意义。
Explains the meaning of the church.
真正的教会在这里。
A true church, the real church is here.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要明白教会的意义，你要明白这段话的意思。
So in order for us to understand the purpose of church, we need to understand this.
所以这里告诉了我们，
so、us,
教会乃是神的家。
Church is God's house.
弟兄姊妹们，这是多么宝贵的一件事情啊
！Brothers and sisters, how precious is this matter?
这是神永远的旨意。
This is God's eternal purpose.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
无论人的光景怎样软弱失败，神的旨意从来不改变。
No matter how much of a failure we have made, God's purpose never change.
所以弟兄姊妹们，旧约被掳归回的这段历史
，In the Old Testament's history of the returning of the enslaved Israelites,
说明了这个重要的一个思想。
It describes a deep understanding of this.
虽然以色列人失败到一个地步，被掳70年。
Even though the Israelites have failed and were enslaved for 70 years,
哇，我的七十年是很漫长的一段年日，对不对
？70 years is a long time.
啊，以色列人可能经过好几代。
And many generations of the Israelites have passed.
我到美国来有五十年了。
I've came to the U.S. for 50 years.
我已经看见第三代。
I can already see my third generation.
啊，那么弟兄姊妹，七十年的话，可能看见第四代。
So for 70 years, you can probably see your fourth generation.
所以呢，你就看见以色列人到了巴比伦之后呢。
So after the Israelites went to Babylon,
他们在那里安家立业。
They settled their homes there.
那么他们一代一代的在那里，恐怕已经到了第四代。
And generation after generation, it was probably until the fourth.
那么耶路撒冷对很多人来讲变成遥远的事情了。
And Jerusalem became a matter that was far away.
敬拜神的事情对他们来讲恐怕也变得模糊了。
And the matter of worshiping God has been blurred.
虽然他们那个时候有会堂。
And maybe they have a place for a meeting.
有synagogue.
Or maybe they have a synagogue.
但是那个东西呢，已经没有办法代替这个圣殿。
But that place cannot replace the holy temple.
弟兄姊妹们，以色列人对侍奉神的心就冷淡。
The Israelites' heart to worship God has become cold.
他们想已经这么久了，我们就干脆就在这里生活了吧。
They might thought it has been such a long time. Let's just settle here in this place.
像我们这里很多年轻的一代啊。
Just like many youths here.
慢慢他们就觉得我是美国人。
Slowly they think that we are Americans.
对不对？我是美国人呢。
We are Americans.
啊，我不是，这对中国他也根本就完全没印象。
They have no memory of.
也没有感情。
Of China, and have no.
像我们这一代呢，还有感情。
In my generation, we may still have some sort of feelings.
年轻一代根本没感情。
The youths have no feelings.
他们那边的好坏就跟他没关系了。
For the good or bad in China.
弟兄姊妹，犹太人七十年在巴比伦就是这样的情形。
The Jews has spent 70 years in Babylon.
对那个已经变得没有感情了。
And they have no emotions left.
但是我们看见，神不放弃。
But we can see that God did not give up.
啊，神也从来不失望。
And God never disappoints us.
神到了七十年的应许到的时候
，And after the promise of the 70 years ending，
那么他就感动古列王下诏让以色列人回去。
And God moved the heart of King Cyrus so that the people of Israel can return back to Jerusalem。
那么神就重新呼召人。
And God called upon the name of the
people。那个时候我们知道以色列人在巴比伦呢，大概有好几百万人呢，两三百万总是有的。
There were probably more than millions of Israelites in Babylon。
但是呢，这个呼召出来的时候呢
，But when God called upon His people，
反应非常的冷淡。
Those who responded to His calling were very few。
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
这个对我们是一个警戒。
It is a reminder for us。
在今天这个末后的时代
，In today's time of，
我们看见神的儿女成千上万。
There are thousands of God's children。
但是对神的心意有反应的人不多。
But those who respond to God's will, His purpose, is very little。
其实在今天神也呼召人。
Of course, God today called upon His people today.
但是呢，很多人都不理睬。
But few responded.
我们就过自己的生活。
We wanted to live our own lives.
我们追求自己的兴趣。
We want to pursue after our own interests.
我们对神的心意不在意。
We do not care about God's will.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
所以旧约的这一段末了的历史。
So this part of Israelites' history.
对照今天末后的时代的很相像。
Is very similar to today's end time.
啊。那么呢，我们知道按照人来看的话没有希望了，对不对啊？
In the views of the mankind, there's very little hope.
在这个巴比伦七十年
，In the history of 70 years in Babylon,
一点动静都没有。
There was nothing that was
happening. 你从哪里去恢复呢？对不对
？How can you begin the recovering?
但是不要忘记
，But let's not forget,
我们的神是独行其事的神。
How God works His own ways.
他多奇妙，他能感动当时的波斯王这个古列。
How miraculous it is that God moved the heart of King Cyrus.
这个古列跟这个耶路撒冷有什么关系呢
？So what's the connection between King Cyrus and Jerusalem?
神就能这样做。
And God can work His ways.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天要相信啊。
Brothers and sisters, we have to believe.
神在这个时代中，人就能做。
In today's time, God can work His ways in His people.
弟兄姊妹，你信吗
？Do you believe this?
要相信神。
We have to believe.
神能做。
God can do it.
我们眼看着好像没希望。
Even though in our eyes there may be little hope.
但希望在神那里。
But hope is in God.
神一动手就行了。
If He works, it will happen.
所以神就感动那个古列王。
So God moved the heart of King Solomon.
这也是当时鼓励我们知道当时那么大的国家他很多事情要管的了。
King Cyrus had a huge kingdom and he had many matters to attend to.
怎么会管到了这么一个被掳的犹太人身上了，对不对啊？
Yes, suddenly he turned toward those who were exiled.
犹太人是少数民族。
The Israelites were a people.
他忽然有天动心去关心他们去了。
But his heart was moved to attend to the Israelites.
神的作为奇妙。
This is the work of God.
神就接着鼓励王忽略他，呼召他们。
And through King Cyrus, God called upon his people.
虽然大体神的百姓的光景都是冷淡。
In the bigger picture, the people of Israel.
他们对神的事情没有反应的。
We're not responsive to God's calling.
但是感谢主啊。
But thank the Lord.
主还在这里得到少数的人。
He still received a few replies.
后来圣经称他们为余数。Remnant.
And the Bible called them the remnants of Israel.
啊，那么少数人。
The remnants, very few individuals.
这少数人是什么人呢？
And who are these few individuals?
他们没有失去属灵的感觉。
They did not lose this feeling of the Holy Spirit.
他们里面对神人就是有感觉的。
They continue to have this feeling for God.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
这般人他们就被唤醒了。
These groups were awakened by this calling.
后来我们知道回去的人大概只有四万多人。
And we know that those who returned to Jerusalem were about 40,000.
不到五万人。
Not even 50,000.
那是非常少数的一般人。
They were very few people.
但是这些人在主的眼中看为非常的宝贵。
But these groups of individuals were very precious in the eyes of God.
所以当他们回归的时候啊。
So when they returned.
这古列王下了一道很奇特的命令。
King Cyrus ordered a very interesting order.
把他们从前呢在圣殿里面掳去的金银器皿啊，
for all the gold and silver vessels that were looted,
本来放在他自己的庙里面的，
and he took it and put it in his own temple.
结果现在呢，他就让他们把这些金器银器啊带回去。
He wants to return all these golden and silver vessels.
因为你圣殿里面侍奉神需要的金器银器。
Because in order to worship and sacrifice to God, we need
these vessels. 所以这个金器银器也回归了。
So he returned even these gold and silver vessels.
弟兄姊妹，这里就隐约地告诉我们。
So it tells us here.
这般愿意答应神呼召的人。
So these people who are willing to reply to God.
愿意回归的人。
Those who are willing to return.
他们是神眼中的金器银器。是宝贵的器皿。
In God's eyes, they were also the gold and silver vessels important to him.
所以保罗在提摩太后书的里面。
So in 2 Timothy, Paul wrote.
保罗也对提摩太说。
Paul tells Timothy.
今天教会成为大户人家。
The church has become a big family.
啊，那么这里面神要得着金器银器。
God wants to receive the gold and silver vessels.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
所以今天能答应神的呼召
to respond to God's calling,
愿意响应神在这里的要求的
to respond to his calling,
他们在主的眼中是金器银器
and for those who are willing, they are precious in the eyes of the Lord.
这在末后的时代
in the end times,
这是你我的机会
this is our opportunity.
愿我们能听见神的呼召
that we may be able to hear God's calling.
当然这般人回归他们要付上很大的代价的。
Of course, they have to pay a big price to return.
因为七十年在巴比伦呢。
Because they spent 70 years in Babylon.
他们已经有了事业了。
They have their own businesses.
啊，他们已经有了社会的关系了。
They have their relationship in the society.
现在他们要完全放弃。
And they have to abandon all of these.
啊，他们要回去。
They have to return.
弟兄姊妹，他们要付代价跟随主。
They have to pay a huge price to follow the Lord.
其实这是非常值得的。
This is, of course, it is completely worth it.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们知道地和其上的事有天都要过去的。
We know that everything on this earth will pass away.
如果我们留恋地上的事情，不肯把自己奉献给主，多可惜啊！
We continue to love the things of this world, we will lose the love for the Lord.
所以今天若有人愿意付代价跟随主，
If someone is willing to pay the price to follow the Lord,
这在主的眼中看为极其宝贵。
It will then be very precious in God's eyes.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
因此呢，这批人他们就开始回到耶路撒冷。
So this group of people began to return to Jerusalem.
当初耶路撒冷一片荒凉啊。
And the Jerusalem was in a place of ruin.
全部都是废墟。
Everywhere it was desolate.
啊，你在那里什么也看不见的。
You can't see anything there.
那么他们少数人回去。
And these few groups of people went back.
在那个环境的里面，他们要重新建立 建造圣殿。
And in that environment, they have to rebuild God's holy temple.
那么重新建造神的家。
To rebuild God's house.
那么我们看见他们建造神殿的这一段的故事。
And we see here the story about how they rebuilt God's house.
里面有几个很重要的因素提醒我们。
There are a few significant essences.
这也是我们今天的在教会生活里面所应当注重的。
It reminds of some of the important things we have to do in our Christian lives today.
在以斯拉记第三章第一节。
In Ezra chapter 3 verse 1.
他在七月份的时候。
In July.
那么所有的以色列人离开他们个人的家，大家就汇集在耶路撒冷。
The Israelites left their family and gathered at Jerusalem.
那里有一句话叫做众人如同一人。
That the assembly were one in unity.
弟兄姊妹们，在建造神家的事上。
And the matter of rebuilding God's house.
第一件事情必须众人如同一人。
The first thing that must happen is oneness.
啊，我们知道教会这个合一是一个很重要的真理。
We know that oneness is a very important truth in church today.
所以他们走出自己的家，众人如同一人来到耶路撒冷。
And so they left their house and in oneness they came to Jerusalem.
就他们有同一个心智要建造圣殿。
And they have one mind to rebuild the holy temple.
这个提醒我们。
It reminds us.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们在这里聚会。
That today when we gather here today.
我们不是光参加一些教会的活动。
It's not just attending a church activity.
我们不是光在这里呢，每个礼拜天呢，在这里听听道。
And not just to listen to sermons.
弟兄姊妹们，我们在这里做什么？
What are we doing here today, brother?
我们在这里要建造神的家。
We are here building his temple.
希望每个人都有这个心智。
So that we may all have this mind.
所以他们在建造神家的事上有相同的心智。
In the matter of building his house, we may have this unity in mind.
意思说每一个在这里人都知道我们在这里做什么。
So everyone will know that what we are doing here today.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道我们在这里做什么吗？
Brothers and sisters, we know what we are doing here today.
我们要知道建造神的家是最重要的一件事情。
We need to know that building God's house is an important thing.
所以呢，因此呢，他们在建造神家的事情变成了有相同的意志。
In this matter, we have a unity in mind.
这个成为他们侍奉的中心。
This becomes the center of their worship.
啊，所以不管我们软弱刚强，不管好坏。
No matter if we are strong or weak, good or bad.
我们一定要建造神的家。
Our mind must be toward building God's house.
我是为这个来聚会的。
We are here today for this purpose.
我这个为这个跟弟兄姊妹配搭的。
We are here. This is why we are here.
我们为着这个在这里劳苦的。
This is why we are here.
我们为着这个在这里奉献。
For that reason, we devote ourselves.
那么就有意义了。
So then it will.
不是为着一些宗教的活动。
And not is a religious activity.
弟兄姊妹，因为这是神所要的最重要的一件事情。
Because this is what's most important to God.
所以在教会里面呢。
So in church.
心思意念上面的合一是非常的重要。
In one accord and oneness of mind is very important.
这是整个教会合一的最基础。
It is the most basic
根基。
Most basic foundation of becoming unity.
所以保罗在写腓立比书的时候。
So when Paul wrote Philippians.
他特别强调基督徒要在心思意念上面合一。
He highlighted how important it is to become oneness in Christ.
你看我们今天这么多人坐在这里。
We can see many of us sitting here today.
每个人都有自己的想法。
We have our own minds and thoughts.
那么这个神的家怎么建立呢？对不对？
And how can we build God's house?
首先我们需要在心思意念上面合一。
So first, we must be in oneness of mind and will.
至少我们现在有个意念，我们在这里和我们亲爱的弟兄姊妹在这里是一同建立神的家。
So at least when we have oneness in mind and will, we may be able to fulfill the purpose of building God's house.
所以腓立比书第二章第二节里面有一句重要的话。
And Philippians chapter 2 verse 2 has this very important verse.
他说你们要心思一样，意念一样啊。
In full accord, we have oneness in mind.
啊，那个在原文的翻译里面有这个意思。
In the original translation, there is this one
meaning. 在英文里面很清楚，英文叫做 think same thing.达到最后 think one thing.
And in English, it says think same thing and then think one thing.
啊，我们在这思想一些相同的事。
And we will have the same thoughts on on all the matters.
达到最后呢，变成思想一件事情。
And ultimately, we will have the same thought in one thing.
所以你知道教会的讲台很重要。
So we know that the podium in the church is very
important. 教会的讲台释放主的话。
The podium delivered God's words.
就是把神儿女的心思把它带到神的心意上面。
And unify all God's children's hearts and mind.
我们在这里讲述基督。
When we preach about God.
讲到神的家。
We preach about His house.
所有弟兄姊妹都思想这件事情。
And all our minds are about this matter.
思想到最后呢，我们大家的意念变成一个意念。
And finally, our thoughts become one.
你知道，教会历史上大复兴就从这里开始。
And the great revival starts here.
所以呢，我们今天呢，必须在主面前呢，在主面前达到心思意念上面的一个合一。
So we must achieve oneness in mind and thought before in God's house today.
所有侍奉上的难处都是因为你想你的，我想我的，对不对？
Because all hardships in serving comes from you think yours and I think of mine.
你有你的观念，我有我的看法。
You have your
concept.
Concept. I have my own concepts.
两个就交不通了。
And we have hardships.
你交不通，你怎么合一？怎么配搭呢？
And so how can we be in one?
所以我们要追求的。
So what we have to pursue after.
我们要把神的思想变成我们的思想。
We need to make God's will into our
will. 把基督的思想变成我们的思想。
His thought, Christ's thought into our thoughts.
基督徒自然在合一的一个根基上面。
And then Christians will achieve oneness.
今天我们知道撒旦在地上很厉害的工作。
And we know how great Satan's work is on
earth. 破坏人的心思。
Destroying people's thoughts.
哦，这个是一个邪恶淫乱的时代。
This is a very filthy generation.
撒旦有很多污秽败坏的事情，败坏人的心思意念。
Satan uses these filthy thoughts to corrupt mankind's mind.
在基督徒的里面，他也做挑动的工作。
In Christian's life,
我们有不正常的意念。
He tries to corrupt our
不正常的想法
our mind.
我们就很难在一起配搭。服侍，对不对呢？
And by this, it become hard for us to be reached oneness.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
我们何等需要主的恩典。
How much we need God's grace.
让我们的心思意念蒙拯救。
So that our mind and our thoughts may be saved.
如果我们能够大家思想相同的事，最后达到思想一件事情的时候，
we can achieve oneness and unity in mind.
教会的侍奉就会变得非常的有力量。
Then the matters in this church may become extremely powerful.
所以我们看见当这班以色列人回到耶路撒冷的时候，
And when we see how when the Israelites return to Jerusalem,
他们所以丢弃巴比伦的事业，
They abandoned everything in Babylon.
丢弃巴比伦的生活享受，
Abandoned the life in Babylon.
丢弃在巴比伦所有的人际关系，
Abandoned all the relationships they had.
因为回来就是要建造圣殿，
And to return to rebuild.
所以这个时候每一个人的意念中间就是建造圣殿。
And everyone'sMind became, was
我们希望这些年间主的灵做工在我们中间。
And I hope that the Lord's Holy Spirit may do His work in us today.
神的家。
And it will become, our thoughts will be building His house.
聚会是为着神的家。
Communion is to build His house.
追求是为着神的家。
Pursuing after God.
侍奉是为着神的家。
And worship and serving.
一定要把神的家建造起来。
That we may build His house today.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们众人都有这个思想。
Brothers and sisters, we can all have this thought in our heart.
那么这就是很重要的一步。
It is a very important thing.
但是我们知道你光是有这个意念还是不够的。
But just having a thought is not enough.
第二件重要的事情发生了。
The second thing that happened was,
就是他们在原有的根基上面筑坛。
On the original foundation, they built the altar.
我们晓得祭坛，在旧约的祭坛就是预表新约的十字架。
In the Old Testament, the altar represents the cross in the New Testament.
他为什么说在原有的根基上面呢？
Why does it say to build the altar on the original foundation?
就是呢，你不要扭曲十字架的意义。
So that we will not distort the meaning of the cross.
你知道今天在整个基督教里面解释十字架，很多时候都解释的不是原来十字架的意义。
In today's time, explaining the meaning of the cross have comes in different many explanations.
人讲十字架是受苦。
Some say a cross means suffering.
所以呢，因此他们就要去苦修。
So they have to endure suffering.
所以你看在天主教那个时代啊，很多苦修，对吧？
So in Catholics, they like they live a life of suffering.
他们把苦修呢当作是这个是十字架。
They see suffering as the cross.
那甚至到那个后来那些圣洁派的弟兄姊妹起来的时候，
even in the times of the purists,
你像那 甘夫人啊。Dom Gion.
And if you look at Dom Gion.
啊，那么他起来的时候呢，他还有这个思想呢。
And when he got up, he had this thought.
啊，有的时候没有苦，他没有苦，他觉得没有十字架。
He thinks that if there's no suffering, there is no cross.
因为做了很可笑的事情。
And it become a laughable thing.
就什么，把几个石头啊放在鞋子里面。
And he put some rocks in his shoes.
哇，那走路就很痛啊。
So when he walked, it became painful.
他用这个来表示他背十字架。
And he uses this as carrying the cross.
这是宗教的苦修思想。
This is some of the thoughts about suffering.
神从来没叫我们受苦。
God never told us about suffering, to tell us to suffer.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
今天我们不是靠这个来对付自己。
Today we aren't using suffering to discipline ourselves.
那么现在还有的人呢，用道德的观念来解释十字架。
Some people use moral to explain the cross.
甚至现在的科学是在人用心理学来解释十字架。
Some people use psychology to explain the cross.
我们知道就是把十字架的意义完全破坏扭曲了。
It completely destroyed and distorted the meaning of the cross.
你知道十字架的救恩呢，一个很重要的点就是要拯救我们这个人的己呀。
We know that the salvation of the cross is First, we have to save ourselves. To save ourselves.
对付我们的己。
To work against the self.
致死我们的己。
And death to the self.
然后呢，得住我们的己。
And ultimately, we can receive the self.
所以，简单的讲，十字架就是要叫我们得住一个纯洁的魂。Pure soul.
The cross tells us that we must ultimately receive a pure soul.
呀，这是被十字架的一个重要的意义。
This is an important meaning of the
cross. 因为我们的魂。我们知道我们得救之后，我们这个魂不洁净的。
Because we know that before we receive the cross, our soul is not clean.
今天人最大的难处就在魂里面。
The most hard thing about
世界的难处在魂里面，魂乱。
The hardship in this world.
教会的难处也在魂里面。
And so is the hardship in the church.
家庭的生活也是在魂里面。
And
家庭的生活。
And the family life is in the soul.
你手这个魂不纯洁，你用这个不纯洁的魂侍奉神，就把教会弄乱了。
Because if you serve the Lord without a clean, pure soul, then you will corrupt God's house.
彼得晚年的时候写彼得前书，特别讲到魂的救恩。
In his later life, in 1 Peter, Peter wrote about the salvation of the soul.
彼得鼓励我们要追求一个纯洁的魂。
Peter encouraged us to pursue a pure soul.
所以弟兄姊妹，天天的生活就在做我们的追求。
Brothers and sisters, in our daily life, we need to pursue after God.
你知道我有的时候在主面前早晨醒来了。
Brothers and sisters, do you know that sometimes when I wake up before the Lord?
我说主啊，感谢你。
Lord, I thank you.
你还没有回来。
You have not returned yet.
你宽容我。
May you have some.
因为你知道我还没预备好。
Because you know that I'm not prepared.
你还给我一个新的日子。
You gave me a new day.
这新的日子做什么呢？
And new day, what should I do?
我说主啊。
I said, Lord.
希望今天这一天过后，我的魂比以往更纯洁一点。
May after today ends, my soul may become more pure.
这是我们基督徒在地上生活侍奉最重要的追求。
This is one of the most important interests we Christians need to pursue in our lives.
是要把我们的魂练得纯净。
So that our soul may be made clean.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
只有一个人的魂纯洁了，
Only after our soul is clean, pure,
他的灵才能更多被神来用，
Then his spirit may be used by God.
所以十字架最重要意义是对付人天然的生命。
So the meaning of the cross, can you repeat that?
Natural life, deal with our natural life.
The meaning of the cross is to deal with our natural life.
那么我们知道一个人学习 deny yourself, 弃绝己是很重要的。
So it's very important for us to first deny ourselves.
其实十字架说起来也很可怕。
In a way, the cross is sort of scary.
因为天然人是不喜欢的。
天然。
Natural man.
Because naturally, we do not like it.
Yeah.你看啊，旧约圣经里面讲到奉献，对吧
？In the Old Testament, it talk about consecration.
啊，那个在祭坛上奉献。
To consecrate before the altar.
一只羊被宰杀了。
A sheep is sacrificed.
那么呢，剥了皮之后呢，把它放在那个祭坛上面，用火来焚烧。
It is skinned and burned upon the altar.
等一下我们会讲到那个燔祭啊。
Later on, I will talk about the burnt offering.
哎， 那个燔祭是什么意思呢？
What's the meaning of the burnt
offering? 你一旦放在那个祭坛上去之后呢？
Once you place it on the burnt place on the altar as a burnt offering,
它就完全被烧成灰了，对不对？
The offering will be completely burnt to
ashes. 你再也看不见那只羊了，只有灰了。
You can no longer see the sheep, but ashes.
所以用现在的话来讲啊，
In today's term,
你一经历十字架的时候啊，
Once you experience the cross,
你这个人就归零了。
Your life has been set to zero.
归零。
Set to zero.
什么都没有了。
There's nothing left.
所以奉献呢，弟兄姊妹们，
so consecration,
对天然人来讲是不喜欢的。
For natural man, we don't like it.
你一给神，什么都没有了。
Because once you give it to the Lord, you have nothing left.
但是你什么都没有了。
And you will have nothing left.
基督就成为你的一切。
But Christ will become everything for you.
主的丰富就成为你的一切。
And He will be fulfilled in your, and His life will be fulfilled in you.
所以弟兄姊妹们，十字架是一个宝贵的经历。
And cross, so brothers and sisters, the cross is an important experience.
必须跟随十字架，要跟随的准确。
We must accurately follow the cross.
你如果跟随一个错误的说法，
if you follow the wrong explanation,
你就达不到那个效果。
You cannot achieve that effect.
所以这个叫做在原有的根基上筑坛。
So in the, they built the altar on the original foundation.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
今天在神的家中。
In God's house today,
我们只有背着十字架跟从主。
Only by carrying the cross we can follow
God. 我们无己，神的家才能被建立。
Only after abandoning ourselves we may rebuild His house.
所以这是多么重要一件事情。
How important is this?
那我们知道祭坛呢，不仅是一个奉献。
We know that the altar is not just for sacrifice.
祭坛也是个与神交通的地方。
Altar is where we communicate with God.
今天呢，你不在十字架的路上，你跟神的交通有困难的。
And today, if you don't have the cross, you cannot communicate with God.
Yeah, 我们与神之间有美好的交通，就在祭坛那里。
For to have a complete communication with God is at the altar.
因为只有十字架连于神的旨意。
Only the cross connects to God's will.
所以他们在那里建立这个祭坛。
So at the foundation, they built the altar.
首先，他们就献燔祭。
First, they offered the burnt offerings.
那么我们看他们惧怕周围的百姓。敌人呢？
And they were afraid of the enemies surrounding them.
但是他们如果在那里献燔祭，
But once they offered the burnt offerings,
他们就不怕仇敌。
They no longer were afraid of the enemies.
你记得吗？主耶稣曾经说过一句话。
Do you know that Jesus once said?
他说这世界的王要来了。
That the kings of this world will come.
但他在我里面是毫无所有的。
But in me, he is nothing.
因为主不活在自己的里面。
Because God does not.Because the Lord does not live in himself.
所以对一个不活在己里面的仇敌对你是无可奈何的。
And a self that is lifeless, the enemies cannot attack you.
哇，这是多么大的恩典啊。
How big of a grace is this?
所以呢，我们舍己是蒙福的。
So abandoning ourselves is.
我们舍己叫仇敌无可奈何。
Once we abandon ourselves, the enemies can no longer attack us.
啊，这是一个福气。
This is something that is a.
It's a blessing.
It's a blessing. Yes, it's a blessing.
那我们知道燔祭就是取完全归神。
We know that the burnt offering is to offer everything to God.
我们基督徒啊，有的时候就舍不得这个，舍不得那个，很可惜啊。
And some Christians, we dwell upon some things in our life, and we do not want to give it up.
我们应当对主啊，我们一切所有的都是你的。
We should be saying, Lord, everything in my life, I offer it to you.
连我这个人，我的性命都是你的。
Even my life is yours.
你就有福了。
Then you will be blessed.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters,
所以他们献燔祭。
So they offered a burnt offering.
你看见他们为了建造圣殿呢，他们在主面前呢，这个筑坛在原有根基上筑非常重要。
So it's very important to build the altar on the original foundation of the holy temple.
他们不仅献燔祭
，Not only did they offer a burnt offering,
并且他们在那守住棚节。
They also honored the Passover.
The tabernacle. 住棚节。
哦，住棚节的。
搭帐篷。
Oh, they also built the tabernacle.
Built the tabernacle, 就像我们今天年轻人去 camping 一样，去 camping 搭帐篷。
It's very similar to when we go out to camping and we build a camp.
那我们知道住棚节的意思是什么呢
？Do we know what it means to build the tabernacle?
就宣告我们说我们在这个地上呢，我们是做寄居、做客旅的，对不对
？To proclaim that we are just merely natives on this world.
我们不扎根在这个地上。
We do not set our roots on this world.
只有神是我们的家。
Only God is our house.
啊，我们在地上，这算不得什么。
On this world, we are nothing.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
这个祝棚节在新约里面一个重要的意义。
The building of the tabernacle has an important meaning。
重要的经历。
has an important experience.
就是你住在主里面。
That you live in God.
主才是我们真正的居所。
And that God is our true dwelling.
我们宣告在地上，我们只不过暂时的。
And we proclaim that we are mere natives on this world.
那我们是住在主里面的。
And that we are living in God.
所以我们要注重神的同在。
We need to make it important, see as important of God.
每天的生活都隐藏在基督里。
In our everyday life, to be in Christ.
住在至高者的隐秘处。
To live in His most the highest.
Yeah.你定会住在全能者的荫下
in the shadow of the Most High
Almighty,
Almighty
弟兄姊妹们这个对基督徒个人生活来讲无比的重要
It is very important for Christian lives today
所以你看见他们献燔祭他们守住棚节
they offer burnt offerings and they build tabernacles
这当初这些呢对于那个建殿来讲都是非常重要的一个经历
And they are also very important to the building of the Holy Temple
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers
and sisters 然后第三件是重要的事情
The third important thing is
在第三章第十和十一节那里
Chapter 3 verse 10 and 11
他们就开始立殿的根基
They laid the foundations of the temple
好我们知道一个房子圣殿是个房子建造房子一定要有根基的
We know that in order to build a temple there needs to be a foundation
那么所罗门建造圣殿时我们知道那个地基是大石头把它做成的
When Solomon built the temple he used large stones
现在这个殿的地基都被破坏了
But now the foundation of the temple has been
所以他们重新要 立这个殿的根基
So they had to relay the foundation for the temple
非常重要
It is very important
当然到了新约时代
And in the New Testament
我们晓得保罗在哥林多前书第三章告诉我们
Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 3
保罗告诉我们他所立的那个根基就是基督
Paul tells us that the foundation is Christ
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters
今天我们的教会的根基是什么呢
So what is the foundation of church today?
我们晓得今天基督教分成了多少的团体啊
Christianity has been separated into many different groups.
他们有很多的是跟基督建立在人身上建立在一些组织上面。
Some of the foundation has been laid in man and in the organization.
那么我今天我们要建造神的家只有一个根基可以建立就建立在基督身上。
So to build God's house today, the only foundation we can have is in Christ.
就是在我们来讲任何的人事物都不能做根基。
No other things can become the foundation.
弟兄姊妹们什么工作啊什么经历啊什么传统都不能做根基。
It's not culture when it's not other works that can become the foundation.
我们一切都是根据基督。
Everything is based in Christ.
我们除了基督之外没有别的兴趣也不愿意建造别的事物。
Besides Christ, we have no other interest in
the 所以保罗说只有基督是根基。
And Paul says only Christ is the
foundation. 只有这个根基才是稳固的。
Only this foundation is sturdy.
经得起考验。
And it can be tested by trial.
才是正确的。
And it is correct.
并且是永远不改变的。
And it never changes.
我不晓得我跟你们讲过没有？以前我们有一对弟兄姊妹，他从东岸到西岸到我们那里去聚会。
There was this a couple of brothers and sisters that came to my church on the west side.
两三年之后啊。
After 2-3 years,
他这边的弟兄姊妹打电话跟他们问候的时候
and some brothers called to ask them about their wellness.
他说你们在那边好不好啊
They asked them, how are you doing?
聚会怎么样啊
How's your congregation?
他说哦，这里的聚会啊，他说除了圣经就是圣经啊。
They replied, besides reading the Bible, it's only the Bible.
他们没有什么活动的
There's no other activity.
没什么兴趣的
There's no other interesting things.
因为我在我们的聚会里啊
In our meetings,
我们只强调跟随基督。
We emphasize about following Christ.
我们聚会时，我们把注意力摆在基督的身上。
We set our attention toward following Christ.
我们生活好好的追求基督。
In our lives,
所以我们需要好好读圣经。
So we need to read the Bible.
好好的跟随主。
And follow Him.
所以我们聚会没什么活动的。
So we don't have much activities in our congregation.
有一次有一个弟兄提起来说：“哎呀，我们真的好久没有一个活动了。”要不要弄个什么郊游啊什么东西的
One brother once said Oh we don't have much activities Maybe we can set a time for a trip
我没有讲话
I didn't say anything
我看见其他负责弟兄们个个都反对
I see other elders They were against this idea
感谢主
Thank the Lord
所以那个弟兄讲这个话对我们是个安慰
When the brother says this is a comfort to us
至少我们今天的光景呢还能够略略讨主的喜悦。
At least our state today can still be pleasing in God's eyes.
所以弟兄姊妹，只有一个根基。
So brothers and sisters, there's only one foundation.
我们在这里聚会的意义什么呢？
What is the meaning of our congregation here?
就是更多认识基督。
It's to know Christ more.
更多得着基督。
And to receive
Christ. 更多享受基督。
To enjoy Christ.
更多彰显基督。
And to reveal him in our life.
弟兄姊妹们，你认识基督，你才真正认识什么神的家呢？
Brothers and sisters, onlyOnce you understand Christ, can you truly understand
God's house? 所以你不能把神的家建造在基督之外任何的根基上面。
So you can't build God's house on a foundation other than Christ.
所以在教会里最好的信息就带弟兄姊妹追求主。
So the best message in church is to tell brothers and sisters to pursue Christ.
当他们立功根基的时候
So when you lay the foundation,
你看见他们在那里也找到了一些督工的。
You can see some who are
那个现在那个做工程上面有人监工。
Oh, so you can find some who are supervising.
Supervise, 对。啊。为什么有这些监工的呢？
Why are there supervisors?
就是检验一下。
So they can examine. If the building is correct.
哪里错了把它修正。
If there's any errors.
所以在教会里面呢。
So in
churches, 所有的负责弟兄姊妹啊。
So for those who are leading.
我们都是应该做监工的。
They should be supervisors.
或者我们弟兄姊妹大家也可以监工。
Or brothers and sisters, we can all supervise.
如果我们这个聚会的光景不对了
，If our meeting went the wrong path,
偏离基督了
，diverged from the path of Christ.
啊，我们要来检验它。
We need to examine ourselves.
我们要来纠正它。
And we need to fix it.
所以教会需要督工的。
So the church needs supervisors.
所以你在教会里主把你设立做负责的人。
So when you are set as a manager, someone who manages the church.
不是光做这些事情而已。不是光做外面的事情。
Not just doing outside works.
你是督工啊。
You're someone who manages and supervises.
那么当他们立殿的根基的时候。
So when they are laying the foundation of the Holy Temple.
在那里赞美。
They begin to worship and praise.
这个也是非常重要的一件事情。
This is also very
important. 那我没有时间详细的解释啊。
I don't have much time to go into details.
诗篇里面就讲到。
In the book of Psalms.
神是住在以色列的赞美当中的。
God dwells in the praise of the Israelites.
这是一个根基。
This is one
所以教会学会赞美主啊。
Church should learn how to praise God.
所以当他们在这里做的时候
，So when they are working，
正在做
，They are working。
我们知道了，仇敌是不甘心的。
The enemies can has
他们周围啊有很多仇敌。
They have many enemies in the surrounding。
他们就起来干扰。
And they began to distract them。Interfere.
他们要开始攻击他们。
And begin to attack the Israelites.
首先呢，很奇妙，他们要求跟他们同建。
First, the enemies asked to participate together.
那这帮人是什么人呢
？So who are these people?
我们知道以色列人呢，比犹大人先被掳。
The Israelites were first enslaved before the people of Judah.
那么后来呢，那个耶路撒冷呢，没有人住，变得荒凉了。
And afterwards, no one was dwelling in Jerusalem.
后来巴比伦王呢，就许可呢，当时的亚述王许可又一些人呢回到耶路撒冷去住。
And the king of Assyria demands some people to return to Jerusalem to live there.
这批人就是那个时候他们回去这批人。
These people are those who were demanded by king of Assyria.
这批人呢，他们并不明白神的心意。
These people do not know the hearts of the Lord.
可以说呢，今天是一般属于宗教性的人物。
They are like people who are very superstitious.
他们不明白神的心意。
They don't understand God's heart.
所以你今天呢，不能够与那个不明白神心意的人呢一同来建造。
So they can't build the temple with those who don't understand God's heart.
哎呀，你知道这个有时候外邦人对我们教会也有兴趣的。
So today some foreigners are interested in church's life.
我记得在温哥华的时候呢
，when
我们要买一个会所。
When I was in Vancouver, we have to work on some matter for a church.
有个姊妹，她的先生根本没信主。
One of the sister's husband has not believed in the Lord.
他一看我们要买会所，他也发热心。
When he sees that we are buying a church, he got interested.
他把他说：“孙弟兄啊，好不好呢？我来给你们呢，奉献一个木头的十字架。”
He said, "Brother, son, can I make an offer of a wooden cross?"
啊，我说谢谢你，我们不需要这个东西。
I said, "Thank you, but we don't need this."
啊，有人说呢，我们好不好啊？我们就做一个木盒子，像这个会所的样子。
And someone else says.Maybe we should make a wooden box that symbolizes the Ark of the Covenant.
提醒那些圣徒们奉献。
To remind the the people to make offer off the tithes.
我说谢谢，我们也不需要这些东西。
I also say thank you, but we.
你看弄个会所，这些人根本他都糊里糊涂的，有的人不信主，他也发热心了，要来跟你一同来做。
We can see that these people have not even believed in the Lord yet. They want to participate.
弟兄姊妹，你跟那个不懂神心意的人一同建造，那很可怕。
Brothers and sisters, it's very scary to build God's house with those who does not know God's heart.
所以你看见所罗巴伯这班人，他们认识神的心意。
So you know those with Zerubbabel, they know God's heart.
他说不，我们不需要你们。
They said we don't need you.
这些东西跟你们不相干。
These have nothing, no business with you.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
他们不妥协。
They do not give it, cave in.
你想今天如果有人跑来啊，在我们这里奉献要做什么，有很多人可能很高兴的，对不对
？And when, today some may come and offer, say, "Oh, we want to make an offering," and you may be happy.
但这是仇敌的诡计。
But this is a scheme by our enemy.
啊，你跟那些不认识神心的人一同建造，反而破坏神的家。
If you build the house with those who do not understand God's heart,
哎呀，他们一看呢、啊，这个被拒绝了。
And once they have been rejected,
他们就很生气。
They became angered.
他们就到波斯王那里去控告。
They went to the king of Persia to rebuke them.
去控告这个百姓。
Accusing the people of Israel.
结果呢，产生难处了。
And it leads to a hardship.
这个王一看历史，哦，这个人，这个城果然过去是背叛的城。
And when the king read that the people of the city were rebellious.
所以这个王是最怕听见背叛的事情，对吧
？Of course, the kings are afraid of rebellions.
马上下令就停止，叫他们停止。
He declared order to stop the construction of the temple.
结果呢，一停了差不多将近16年。
And when it stopped for 16 years.
所以呢，我们知道在建造神家的事上。总有仇敌的攻击和干扰的。
So we know that in the matter of building God's house, there will always be the attacks from our enemies.
环境是非常难的。
And the environment becomes harsh.
今天呢，我们知道教会在地上。
And church today on earth.
也是处在仇敌四布的环境里面。
It is surrounded by our.
到处都是仇敌。
So it is surrounded by enemies.
弟兄姊妹们，那个仇敌的眼睛整天都盯着教会的。
The eyes of our enemies continue to monitor the church.
啊，你知道斯布真弟兄啊，曾经有次做个梦啊，很有意思。Spurgeon.
Spurgeon once had a dream.
啊，他说他梦见有一次啊，跑到一个教会里面去。
He dreamed about coming into a church.
一进到教会里面啊，他听着那个教会楼顶上呢，很多在打呼的声音，睡觉打呼啊。
On the roof of the church, there were people snoring.
他一看呢，哇！上面那些魔鬼大鬼小鬼都在睡着了在打呼
And he sees devils small and big were snoring
为什么这个魔鬼打呼呢
Why are the devils snoring
然后他再一看底下聚会的人呢
And when he looked down the people in congregation
大家无精打采很多人都在睡觉
And many people were snoring as well
所以那个魔鬼没有事做
So the devils
魔鬼看你们在睡觉我们也睡觉吧那么大家睡觉
The devil saw people sleeping and they were sleeping as well
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
神的儿女们呢、啊、这个对聚会啊对追求主没兴趣。
The children of God have no interest in getting to know God.
啊后来又到了另外一个教会。
And he came to another church.
哇就听着这个楼上乒乒乓乓乒乒乓乓啊。
And he hears a lot of banging on the roof of the church.
看着那个楼底下那个鬼啊那个大鬼小鬼忙得不得了啊。
And he sees how active the small and big devils are.
然后他看底下的教会啊。
And he looks down at the bottom.
哇，神的儿女们淋漓高昂在那里赞美、感谢、敬拜。
The children of God were praising loudly.
嚯，让那些鬼啊忙得不得了。
And the devil didn't know what to do.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
斯布真后来梦醒了。
And afterwards, Spurgeon woke up.
感谢主，还是个梦。
Thank the Lord, it's just a dream.
他就知道今天的地上的教会需要主的恩典。
He get to know that the church on the world today needs God's grace.
如果我们对神的事情马马虎虎，根本不在意。
If we are not serious about attending to God's work,
因为魔鬼看我们啊，这帮人不用做什么事情。
Then the devil will see us and they will say they don't have to do anything.
有一个弟兄讲得很好。
One brother makes it well.
他说有的人呢，在属灵世上懒惰到一个地步，连魔鬼都没办法。
That some people are so lazy in the spiritual life that even the devil has don't have to do anything.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and
sisters, the
enemies are surrounding us.
他的眼睛整天盯着教会,
their eyes are continuously upon the church.
不要忘记,
let's not forget.
在灵界里面很多败坏的事物盯着教会的。
In the spiritual world, there are many.
我们并不是处在一个安逸的环境里。
We are not in a safe environment.
我们在一个非常艰难的环境。
We are in a very harsh environment.
尤其这些年，地上的光景越来越难。
For the past few years, the condition on this world becoming harsh and harsh.
所以我们需要警醒。
So we need to be attentive.
这16年，
In the 16 years,
神的百姓所有的盼望都失去了。
God's people lost their hope.
他们虽然已经回到了耶路撒冷，
even though they have returned to Jerusalem,
但他们里面的盼望没有了，
yet they have lost their hope.
所以他们就开始追求个人的事情。
So they started to pursue after their own personal things.
他们就注意自己的家， 建造自己的家，
they look after building their own house,
注意生活的享受，
the enjoyment of their own life.
他们奔个人的生活去了。
They continue to pursue after their own lives.
他们一个借口说， 哎呀， 大概时候还没到了， 不必做什么。
They make excuses that the time has not yet come.
所以这是仇敌的工作。
So this is the works of the enemy.
今天我们看见仇敌在地上依然做这个工作。
We see that the enemy continues to do their works on earth.
叫很多神的儿女们呢， 对神的工作失去信心。
And it led to many children of God losing interest in doing God's work.
结果就转向了自己的生活去了。
And causing them to turn to their own lives.
但是感谢神。
But thank the Lord.
神从来不消极。
God never neglects.
那么神就大发先知去。
And God sent out his prophets.
所以这个是我们看见的， 先知的功用啊， 在这个时候能够产生重大的影响。
And we know that the prophets have, prophets and their duties have great effects.
我们知道所有先知的职事都是为了恢复的。
We know that all of the prophet's duty is to recover.
为了恢复的工作。
For the work to recover.
所以撒加利亚跟这个哈该两个人呢， 就用话鼓励他们。
And Zechariah and Haggai admonished through the word.
我只能简单的说一下啊。
I can only simply say.
我们知道哈该的信息很短。
We know that Haggai had a short message.
但是他提醒我们注意自己的心。
But remind us about our hearts.
他说你们要省察。 中文这个省察的意思就是 pay attention to， 这样。
We need to pay attention to examine our hearts.
其实就对， examine your heart， 要测验你的心。
We need to examine our hearts.
弟兄姊妹很重要。
It is very important.
我们要问问自己的心。
We need to examine our hearts.
弟兄姊妹，我们的心到底在哪里？
Where is our heart?
我们还爱主吗？
Do we love the Lord?
我们还愿意为着主吗？
Are we still for him?
我们还纪念神的家吗？
Do we still remember his house?
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters，
神要问问我们的心。
He wants to ask our heart，
到底我们的心在哪里？
Where is it towards？
所以先知哈该就叫他们省察自己。
So prophet Haggai tells the people to examine themselves.
今天在这个时代中，
in today's time，
弟兄姊妹，我们要非常注意， 到底我们的心在哪里？
We need to ask ourselves where our heart is.
到底我们的心在哪里？
Where our heart is.
我们还关心神的事吗？
Do we care about God's matters?
我们还爱神的家吗？
Do we love his house?
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters，
神借着先知在这里呼唤他们。
And through prophets, God called upon his people.
然后呢， 神就借着撒加利亚这个年轻的先知，
And through Zechariah, this young prophet，
他用预言用意象 来扭转以色列的百姓。
Through prophecies and wills, it led the Israelites back.
这个意象跟预言这是两个重要的事情。
Prophecies and will are two things.
一个是 vision.
Oh, vision. Prophecies and visions.
对， 这个 vision 呢， 意象是让我们看见将来。
Vision allows us to see into the future.
意象是让我们看见过去神的旨意。
Vision allows us to see in the, what happened in the past.
预言是让我们看见将来要结束的事情。
Prophecy allows us to see what is happening in the future.
那么撒加利亚的话非常有力量。
And Zechariah's words were filled with power.
这撒加利亚的最主要的目的是什么？ 要叫以色列人回转。
The main purpose of Zechariah's words were telling the Israelites return back to
the Lord. 因为现在神的百姓的心向着世界。
Because the Israelites' heart was for the world.
他们不管神的事情， 他们向着世界。
They did not care about
God. 所以撒加利亚的预言呢， 撒加利亚的指示叫他们回转。
And Zechariah's prophecy was to tell the Israelites to return back to the Lord.
所以呢，这个用来就是什么？对付以色列人的颈项 neck.
And it is targeting the Israelites' neck.
因为现在以色列百姓变成硬着颈项的百姓。
Because they were stiff-necked citizens.
他们变得很固执。
They were stubborn.
他们不容易扭转。
They were unwilling to change.
所以异象和预言扭转他们。
So the prophecies and visions changed them.
感谢主，这两个先知的话非常有力量。
Thank the Lord, the words of these two prophets were filled with power.
一方面让我们看见所罗巴伯和那一批的人呢，他们没有失去属灵的感觉。
In one way, Zerubbabel and his fellows did not lose the heart.
所以主的话一临到。
Once the word of God came,
他们就立刻起来建造。
They got up and worked right away.
他们就不管那个王的命令。
They did not care about the orders of the king.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
今天在末了的时代
in end times today,
先知讲道的功能仍在。
The power of the prophets continues to exist.
我们需要有解开来的话语。
We need their explanations.
需要有亮光。
And shed the light.
弟兄姊妹们，需要主开我们的眼睛。
We need to ask the Lord to open up our eyes.
让我们仍旧能够看见神的工作没有停止。
That we can see that the Lord's work has not stopped.
弟兄姊妹要跟随主的脚踪往前。
That we need to follow the Lord's footsteps.
但愿今天主的灵也临到我们。
And let's pray that His
让弟兄姊妹的心能够转向神。
That His Spirit may be upon us today, so that our hearts may turn to Him.
让我们的里面的景象转向神。
And in us that we may be
起来建造神的家
and get up and build his house.
所以他们很快的就把圣殿建造起来了
And quickly they were able to build God's temple.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
感谢神
thank the Lord.
所以呢，在以色列人回归的第一段历史
and the first part of returning in Israelite's history,
就是这一班余数少数的人回去把圣殿建造起来了
is that these few individuals were able to rebuild God's temple.
当然，他们建造这个圣殿是赶不上所罗门建造的圣殿。
Of course, the temple they built was not comparable to what the temple Solomon built.
所罗门建造圣殿又高大又辉煌。
Because the temple Solomon built was great.
他们这个人力也少，财力也少。
They have few labors and they have few material.
对，他们没有多好的钱。
They don't have much currency.
所以他们建造的圣殿比较小。
So the temple they built were small.
但是弟兄姊妹对神来讲的话呢，根本不在乎这些，对不对
？But God did not care about it.
神太伟大了。
God is too great.
神看所罗门建造的圣殿跟所罗巴伯建的圣殿其实一样。
God sees the temple built by Solomon and Zerubbabel. They were pretty much the same.
神比天地都大。
God is greater than the heaven and earth.
你要造什么样的院宇给他住呢？对不对
？What type of dwelling can you build for him?
而是看神愿意愿不愿意住。
It's up to if God is willing or not.
所以所罗巴伯虽然他们建造起来的殿比从前小
，Even though the temple built by Zerubbabel was small.
因为圣经记载说呢，他们立根基的时候啊
，The Bible said when they were laying the foundation.
有一些老人他们看过从前的圣殿
，Some of the elders they saw what the temples used to look like.
他们就哭了
，And they wept.
因为呢规模太小了
，Because it was a lot smaller.
年轻人不晓得，年轻人就很高兴。
The youngsters they did not understand, but they were joyful.
弟兄姊妹，但是神不在意这个殿的大小。
But God did not care about the size of the temple.
他只在乎符不符合于神的要求。
He cared about if it is reflects His will.
符不符合于神的原则。
If it reflects His principles.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
今天我们要很谨慎在地上来建造神的家。
We need to be attentive toward the matter of building God's house.
在新约时代
In the time of the New Testament,
教会就是神的家
The church is God's house.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们必须明白一件事情
We need to understand this one thing.
神所要建造这个家
If God wants to build this house,
才是神永远的家
Then it is His eternal house.
也是我们永远的家
It is also our eternal house.
我们晓得地上我们的家都会过去的
We know that our house on this world will pass away.
你看一代一代的过来
We see that generation after generation
地上的家 一个一个家来一个个家走对不对
And houses after houses they pass away
这是暂时的
It is all temporary
就神给我们在地上的家是暂时的
The house God gave us on this world is temporary
只是让我们呢经过我们的家能明白家的意义
So that we may understand the meaning of the house
有一天这个家会消失的
One day this house will pass away
只有神的家呢才是永远的家
Only God's house is eternal
将来我们要到那个永远的家。
And one day we will be at that eternal house.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
这是多么荣耀、多么宝贵的思想。
How glorious and precious is this
mindset? 所以今天如果我们的全心只为着我们地上可怜那个家呢，那你什么也得不着。
So we only care about the house on this world, we will eventually receive nothing.
如果我们能把我们的家为着神的家，
If our house is toward God's house,
就像神对大卫说的，
just like what God told David,
你全心为着我的家，
if you wholeheartedly work for my house,
我就全心照顾你的家，
then I will look after your house.
所以大卫世世代代他的子孙都坐在宝座上。
So David and his offspring continue to sit on the throne.
弟兄姊妹们，多么美好的事情。
How wonderful is this?
所以我们把我们的家为着神的家。
If our house is for God's house,
神就顾你的家。
Then God will look after your house.
老实讲，我们很多顾自己他是顾不好的，对不对？
And sometimes even after looking at our own house, we don't do a good job.
神说我来顾那最好。
And of course, it's better for God to look after it.
有一次我碰见一个姊妹啊。
There was one time where I met a sister.
她的儿子都18岁了。
Her son was 18 years old.
她跑来跟我讲。
And she came to me and said,
她孙弟兄啊，这个儿子我不要了。我说你不要了。
She said, brother son, I don't want this son anymore.
我说这是你的责任，你不要了。
I said, this is your responsibility. How can you not want it anymore?
她说，你随便把他给谁好了，这怎么行呢？
She said, you can give him to whoever you want.
这搞不好啊。
他
没办法弄。
He can't give him to anyone.
但是如果我们的姊妹明白，她把她的家为了主，让主来管她，那就好了，
but
my, 对不对？
If the sister understands that if she gives her house into God's hand, then God will take care after it.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
我们需要主，
we need God
给我们恩典，
for Him to give us His grace.
当然，我们今天要小心，我们在地上的家是一个见证。
Of course, we need to know that our house on this world is a testimony.
它最大的意义是为基督做见证。
Its biggest purpose is to become a testimony for Christ.
所以我们的生活都是为了见证基督。
Our life is a testimony for Christ.
这也是主留我们在地上给我们有家的一个原因。
And this is one of the reasons the Lord prepared for us a house on this world.
但是呢，无论怎样，我们要叫神的家兴旺。
But no matter, we need to revive God's house.
过去的历史也告诉我们。
The past history tells us.
当教会的光景好的时候。
When the state of the church is good,
教会中各个家都蒙保守。
And every house in this part of the church is great.
尤其今天我们在美国这个环境。
Especially in the United States today.
弟兄姊妹们，我们只有靠着教会的健全，能保护我们的儿女。
Only on the wellness and completeness of the church can it protect.
今天这个社会、这个环境、学校都没有办法。
Not whether it be the schools or our surroundings, they have no.
仰望主的怜悯。
So let's look upon His grace.
所以
and mercy.
但愿在不多的日子的里面。
In the little few times we have left.
让我们齐心，同心合意起来建造神的家。
Let's in unity and oneness build God's house.
我们为神寻得安息的所在。
And to build a place for His peaceful dwelling.
也叫我们在这里能得到安息的所在。
And so that we may have a peaceful dwelling.
弟兄姊妹要特别注意圣灵的工作。
Brothers and sisters, we need to be attentive toward the work of the Holy Spirit.
启示录一开头就告诉我们。
The book of Revelation in the beginning tells us.
圣灵所说的话，有耳子应当听。
For the word of the Holy Spirit, for those who have ears, let's hear.
末后的日子，圣灵要说话。
In the end times, the Holy Spirit will begin to say.
比任何人说的话都重要。
And it's more important than any individuals.
我们听到。
What we hear.
不仅听见人的声音。
Not only do we hear people's voice.
更多听见圣灵的声音。
But we need to hear the voice of the Holy
Spirit. 希望主给我们个耳朵能听见主对我们的心说话。
Let's pray that the ear that the Lord has given us can listen to
His words. 弟兄姊妹，这是末后的时代中间圣灵重要的工作。
This is important work of the Holy Spirit in the end times.
只有我们。听神，听圣灵的声音，我们才能学会随灵而行。
Only when we listen to the Holy Spirit, we may do His work.
因为今天在地上建造教会，最大的建造者就是圣灵。
Because the most important aspect of building God's house is the
Holy Spirit. 听他的话，
教会
才能得到建造。
So that we may be strengthened.
另外一件重要的事情。
And one more important thing.
任何一次的聚会。
Whichever congregation we have,
我们不注意外面的活动，
we do not mind the activities outside,
也不管是什么人讲道，
or who is giving the sermon.
最重要的注意是主的同在。
What's important is God's presence.
因为神在哪里，那就是他的家了。
Wherever His presence is, that is where the house is.
所以每次来聚会好好祷告。
So when we come to meet together, let's pray.
主啊，让我们在这个聚会中， 摸到你的同在。
Let our congregation feel your presence.
有你在这里才是我们最大的满足。
Because when you are here, we are fulfilled.
不管听到的情况如何。
No matter what we listen, what we hear.
你的同在最重要。
Your presence is the most important.
生活中也是一样。
Even in our lives.
有没有主的同在。
Do we have God's presence?
是我们当注意的。
It is what we should care about.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
神借着被掳归回的历史。
Through the history of the captivity,
很清楚地告诉我们
it clearly tells us,
神在地上要建造他的家。
God wants to build his house on this world.
神的这个意念从来没有消失过。
And his will has never disappeared.
所以今天他对你我还是有非常大的期望。
And even today, he has a huge desire for us.
他把他这个重要的心意托付在我们这些人身上。
To burden us with his will.
愿我们各处的聚会
So that all congregations around
都有神家的实际
to have his presence of his works.
The reality of the God's house.
The reality of God's house.
好，一定有神家的实际，我们共同起来遵行神的旨意。
And in oneness, we can conduct his work.
让主在地上有家。
So that we may build a house for him.
我们说主啊。
We say the Lord.
地上基督徒的团体成千上万个。
There are millions of Christians.
哪里是你的家呢
Where is your house?
但愿我们的聚会
But let's hope that in our meetings
是你的家
It will become your house
是你安息的所在
It is a peaceful dwelling for you
是我们在这里可以敬拜侍奉你的地方
It is a place where we can worship
也是我们得安息的地方
And it is a place where we can have our peaceful dwellings
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
要体贴神的心
We need to abide by God's will and heart
神的这个心到今天仍旧是非常的强烈
God's heart is very fervent.
所以不在乎人多人少。
It doesn't depend on if there's many or few individuals.
在乎我们强烈的心愿。
In our fervency.
在乎这里有真实的建造。
What's important is if there's true building of his house.
所以被掳归回的历史。
So in the history of the captivity.
这是旧约一段最末了的神的光荣的历史。
It is the time of ending in the history.
神的心因着他们得到满足。God's heart can confess.
God's heart can be manifested.
Satisfied.
Satisfied, sir.
啊，所以但愿今天我们也能让主的心得到满足。
So hopefully today God's heart may be satisfied.
主若许可，明天晚上我们会继续的交通。
And tomorrow evening we'll continue.
我们请低头再点祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们真是满心的感谢你。
Lord, we truly thank you.
在这个末后的时代
，at this end times,
你仍旧把你的心意摆在我们的中间。
You continue to reveal us your heart and your.
虽然我们多年来很多侍奉
，and for the past,
有很多的失败和软弱。
We have many failures in serving.
好像我们没有能把你的家真正建立的美好。
And we didn't, when we failed to build up your house.
但是我们知道主你不停止你的工作。
But Lord, we know that you did not stop in doing your work.
所以我们求你怜悯我们。
So we ask that you may have mercy on us.
在这个末后的时代，我们还能听见你的呼召。
And in this end times, we can continue to listen to your callings.
也答应你的呼召。
And we may respond to your calling.
和我们亲爱的弟兄姊妹一同在这里建立你的家。
And together in oneness, we can build your house.
让你在这里得到安息的所在。
So that you may have a peaceful dwelling.
亲爱的主啊。
Dear Lord,
我们求你借着你的灵运行做工。
And by your Holy Spirit, we can do your work.
你知道我们是软弱的。
You know that we are weak.
今天环境非常的艰难。
And the state of life today is very hard.
但是求你给我们有强烈的心智。
But may you give us a strong heart.
和我们弟兄姊妹同心合意。
And together we may be in unity.
一心在这里就是为了神的家。
And oneness, we may work for your house.
主啊，愿你建立你的家。
May you work on your
house. 得着你当得的荣耀。
And may it become your glory.
我们把敬拜归给你。
We give you all the worship.
垂听我们的祷告。
May you listen to our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.